City 4FGI.
KP 4FGI. Hey, morning, son. Happy Friday.
So, here we go.
This is going to be sort of a backwards day. As we go, it's going to get colder and colder. So, we're going to do pretty much lunch at Cheesecake Factory today and call it a day. I'll eat enough for the day there. When I get them filet mignon, asparagus, mashed potatoes, I won't eat anything else.
Sounds really good, though. You guys going to get any cheesecake or anything?
Yeah, we split off Cheesecake Original. We think we saved calories by splitting it. I'm not sure. So it's all in the mind, so yeah, we sure do.
Get in there in a couple years, so it's always usually pretty packed. But they got good food. They got, I think they have samosas there that you can order, or they used to. So that's something I haven't had in a while either.
I haven't had those in years. Yeah, I've never left the house without carrying concealed, funny big sign you're in there eating. Says, no concealed weapons allowed. And yeah, I've had it on for 30 minutes already, I think, right. Paying $50 for a meal, and see you after I'm there, sorry. Just keep my coat pulled down, W4FCM.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I think they should let everybody that wants to carry concealed. That's just my opinion, so. But, you know, at least you're not carrying open carry or anything like that. So that was, I don't think they'd approve of that at all.
Yeah, it's very concealed, too. Probably bigger than regulations. So if it really came down to it, it's not probably a legal sign. But anyhow, it's very concealed. Yeah, look forward to it. It'd be a good meal to come and watch On Patrol. That'll be it.
Let's see. I think On Patrol's on over here, too. But like I said, I'm not sure if it's previously recorded or not, so I have to check with you and see if you're watching the same thing that I'm watching. But I guess Gamecocks play at I'm trying to think what time they play. I want to say it's like 12 o'clock at Arkansas, but they need a rebound after a tough loss at Georgia. So, well, I guess Georgia played us at home, but still. That was a crazy game. Could have won that one. That's a frustrating one. Just couldn't shoot the free throws, couldn't make the free throws, and kept fouling them and stuff.
W4FCA played 1 o'clock tomorrow, SEC Network. Yeah, Lamont was very frustrated. He said if we'd have won, Evan would have had to open up and apologize for something. He said the guys were undisciplined and didn't play well, so he'll do better.
Silly mistakes and I don't know. I think there's some bad calls with the refs and stuff, too. So, between the two, it was a little rough. But, so, we'll see. Hopefully, we can get back in the W column here. So, I don't want to drop another one. But, we'll see. We're looking pretty good and hopefully keep on winning. But, I think you saw that woman for the Lady Gamecocks have that dunk the other day.
Oh, yeah, I forget her name. She says she's been doing it since high school. But the bench went wild. They play Sunday, so. Men tomorrow and Lady Gamecocks Sunday, so. Some good good sports this weekend.
That's up. So, good deal. Yep. So, got to figure out what I'm doing today. And a little too cold to operate the pressure washing system. So, you don't want stuff to freeze up on you. So I'm not sure. I'll figure something out. And I guess Angela's coming home tomorrow, so that'll be good. She's been up there for a few days helping her sister out.
That's good. They had snow. I hope she wasn't having a hard time getting back. Spread the roads are good. It's okay. Ash wet. But 1 or 2 inches of snow.
Not sure about that. I thought it was supposed to be okay up there, but yeah, we only have 2-wheel drive on the Honda, so I'm sure they'll salt the roads, but still might be a little slick with that. But nice to see some snow. Hopefully get some down here. I don't think there's any in the forecast or anything like that, but I'd love to see a little bit.
Yeah, me too. Sometime, of course, we've had big ones all the way up to March, so a lot of time left. For now, though, seems to be signed no ice. Yeah, W4FCM.
We don't want any ice either, so that's for sure. But, yep. Trying to think what else. Do you ever talk to Christopher on HF or anything like that?
We have a couple of times. He was booming in loud. Yeah, we've talked to him twice. I don't know if he's still hammering or not. I haven't heard from him in months. Have to check with him and see.
I've talked to him in a long time, so it'd be kind of cool to connect with him. What's his call sign, you know?
David Christopher Williams, his initials.
That's pretty cool. So, I never thought he'd be a ham operator, but I'm sure you inspired him, that's for sure. So, but he has quite the system, though, too. I saw his setup, and it looks really nice.
Well, he's got to have the best, you know, that sky loop and the antenna. So, he was booming in like he was in the room, really loud. Yeah, Christopher's a good old boy. What's he called? Snowflake Industry or something. His company, W4FCM.
That's true. So, I know you have the best system. Christopher, he goes all out, doesn't he? So, I guess he has the antenna or somewhere in his property there. So, because he lives near, I guess he moved over there near Ashley, right?
I'm not certain his new house is. I'm not even sure.
He moved near Ashley over there. Because I haven't seen his house. I remember his old house where he had the blackberries in that field, and he had like 15 acres of his lost property. But good stuff. All right, so going out to eat and just chill the rest of the day. That sounds like a plan. So got to figure out something too and get busy here.
As such for retirement. So hey, love you, son. Always good to be there, and you could be there. But be careful today, all the crazy drivers. KD4FDI, W4FCM.
Great one, and let me know if you need any help. W4FCM, KD4FDI.